Danny, disappointing group stage of the championship. Tonight, suffered a third defeat. It means you're heading to the relegation playoff. It's not the sort of thing you envisaged at the start of the evening.
No, it wasn't. Actually, absolutely not. You know, we felt, you know, after not performing to our level against McCool's, we felt that we'd be good kickback in us tonight. You know, we felt ready for it. And after for long spells of the game, we looked in control of it. You know, we led 9-6. Midway through the second half, and we conceded a penalty. I didn't see the incident myself, but the boys were a harsh enough call, but the call was made. And from that on, you know, we had chances to get level, but the draw was going to suit Killybegs. We needed to win the game, and we were just snatching our chances, and that's just a wee bit of inexperience seemed to cost us, to be honest.
Yeah. At the break, do you feel you should have been ahead instead of all square at 6-8? You missed that penalty in the opening half, and when you kicked 8 wides, I think, in that first half as well. So do you feel that you should have been in a better position at the halftime stage?
We were relatively happy at halftime, to be honest. It was 6-6, and yeah, we missed the penalty, and that would have put us 4 points up. I think we had 14 wides over the hour. Like in championship football, hitting 14 wides, and it's just a killer. And all season, you know, all season we weren't kicking wides, we're quite accurate, and just this whole championship experience has been difficult for us, and getting over the line in games is difficult at home, but the lads have to learn from that, and that's the challenge.
And it gets harder as the games go on.
Yes, look, there's more at stake every game now. Like, I mean, the games we've played up until now, there was always a fallback for everybody. You know, you had a second chance the day after. We're now in absolute championship final stuff. You know, the next game against whoever it's going to be will be, if you lose that, you're into one more chance to survive. So it's real dogfight stuff now. But look, these lads have been in difficult positions before. We had a great couple of seasons. But this is the test now for us. This is a real test for the lads. And look, I'd be confident they'll come out through the test, to be fair.
Yeah. Just looking at the end of the half here, towards the end of the game, Hugh McFadden. I suppose it's difficult to stop Hugh McFadden, particularly when he's in form like that. Hugh, so is.
Yeah, look, Hugh McFadden's a class player. He's got big size, and on a tight pitch like Milford here, he was able to have a big impact on the game. Ironically, I think Joey Cullen actually did quite well on him, to be fair, you know, but he's a big player for them, you know, and he's physically strong. He's very accurate from free kicks. I think he scored 1-6 from frees, so including the penalty. So, yeah, he was a massive influence on them. But look, there was a wee bit of disappointment going into the game as well today, and that we lost Paddy Peoples to a red card last weekend up in Kilcare, which we felt was a wrong call at the time. We had a hearing last night with the hearings committee, and we were absolutely shocked to learn that the appeal or the hearing was unsuccessful. And that was, I mean, to lose Paddy last week was bad enough, but to lose him again tonight in that type of battle out there, and I have to say I'm more than annoyed with the CCC, well, not the CCC, with the hearings committee, because the evidence we gave was, for us, it was absolutely conclusive that he was not involved in any melee, but they found a way of upholding the decision, which ultimately really was a big loss for us tonight.
Yeah, Paddy Peoples was a blow, and I suppose now as you head to the relegation playoffs, it's the likes of Paddy and these players that have experience under the belt that you now need to drive Milford on.
Yeah, look, it'll go to the experienced lads, and there's a number of them in there. 5 or 6 lads have been around the club a long, long time. They'll not want for effort and commitment, and then hopefully the young lads will drive in behind them. But it's going to take everybody. It's not going to take 15. It's not going to take 18 or 19. It's going to take every man in that squad. If there's 25 or 26 in the squad, they just have to keep their heads down, keep believing, and stick tight together and come through this process. And whether it be one game or two games, just have to get the job done.